Good afternoon, go to Ritz. Sorry, mate, I couldn't hear you there. Yeah, mate, yep. Yeah, correct, yep. Yeah. So the process essentially is we get the customer to email through to sales@gotitrex.com.au with the vehicle details, and then we'll send you a link to a portal to fill out a bunch of different things about the car, because obviously we want to minimize the risk involved, I suppose. We want to get you a result. So there's certain questions there, like what fuel's the car running, what cams are in the car, blah blah blah, and then we can work out the whether we can help out or not, because we want the best chance of it passing, essentially. It's all emissions testing here, and then we pass on to Jabber Engineering, who does the engineering aspect of it. Jabber Engineering, JABER. So I'm assuming you don't have an engineer at the moment. Okay. So normally I would say then speak to Jabber Engineering. I'll get you a phone number first, because we do the emissions testing and the tuning side of things. Because obviously the VASS wants to have everything independent. You can't have somebody engineering and then emissions testing in the one thing. Let's have a look here. You got a pen and paper there? You got a pen and paper there? Oh 421 186 375. Correct, yep. As Jabber Engineering. Correct. Yeah, so he's the one that liaises with us. Correct. Yeah, because obviously if we want a result for you, otherwise costs just start to go through. We're not just here to roll the car on the dyno. We want to make sure you go engineering and I think the best chance of passing. So the first port of call, I'd speak to Zane at Jabber Engineering, and yeah, we go from there. Yep. Yeah. So we've done a few of them now. There's a few little pitfalls. I'm assuming the car's modified. Is it on E85 or 98? E85. And it was tuned locally? Yeah, nice. Yep. So, nope. And catalytic converters in there? Okay. Yeah. So cost-wise, there's a few things that sort of jump out to me there. One cat's not going to pass, and you're going to need multiple cats. So you'll need two. Generally two high density cats. From a tune point of view, you're going to need to speak to the tuner there, because there's from like cams E85, all that screams that it's not going to pass from an emissions point of view. Yeah, it's very, very hard to get something like that through. We can do it. It's just you need to work closely with the tuner, and then obviously that comes with a cost. That's all. Well, it's purposely like it's got to meet the emissions, like EVA 8, Euro 4 emissions. So quite stringent. That's all. So anything that modified like that's going to be quite hard to pass. That's all. Yeah, because there'll be things like the downpipe, the intake, that sort of side of things that also need to be engineered. There's so many different little things, little pitfalls. It's normally about a 10 grand sort of exercise, all said and done. That's about average. From a time, everyone's like the emissions testing's 2 grand. So it adds up pretty quick, and then Zane will have his own consultancy costs. That's about $1,000, and then I'm sure OE performance is probably going to be about $1,000 in tunes, time, and then any mods so that it might need to be done. So. Yep. Any mods, yeah, mods, cats, costs, that sort of stuff. So. Yeah. Yeah, it's a big ask because obviously that's a highly modified car, and there's no ways to swing the emissions side of things. Like it has to pass, and it's a very, very tough test. But it can be done. It can be done. Absolutely. Yeah. Just say well, like E85, 100% is not going to pass. It needs to go back to 98. And then I'm assuming it's got big injectors. Are they going to be able to pass from a minimum, fueling demand on those? Like if they're 2,000 cc injectors, it's not going to happen. The thing's going to run too rich. So, yeah. Yeah. So they can be done. We did a billet block 99 STI here recently with 16 sorry, 1,700 cc injectors on 98. We managed to get that to pass at a sequential and everything, but we tuned it in-house. Speak to Zane, just make sure I would speak to Jabba Engineering first and just say, this is what I've got. He'll ask you to send through a bunch of details on the car and then go from there. But if you haven't purchased the car, then obviously you're still going to have money outlaid just even talking to these guys. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, man. Some from a mechanical point of view, it'll be reasonably straightforward, like the intake and all that sort of stuff. That's pretty easy. Welding in a cat's easy. But it's the time and the tune side of things, I think it's going to come back to bite you. That's all. So maybe speak to OE Performance and just say, this is what I'm proposing. Is this something you guys have done before? Have you had a car pass emissions before? They might have a package that they can do, man, from a tune point of view that they've done as well. No worries, mate. Anytime. Have a good one. See ya.